Who's ready for that 9:30 stuffing sandwich? Semi-live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, Guy.
Hi.
How's your week?
Well, considering it's a Tuesday.
No, it feels a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. No. On the plus side.
Yeah.
There's no construction boys going down Main Street.
There's nothing wild for traffic, nothing like that. By the way, for the record, if anyone's keeping track, they finished the construction, give or take, outside.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks safe to cross the street again. Wait,
I don't know about that.
Safer. It feels safer, yeah, give or take.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was your traffic report from WDRT.
Yep. Sporting-wise, whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Football. Yeah, it's football season.
Yeah.
It is college basketball season.
Yep.
It is mostly football season.
It's football.
That's all. That's
and then there's everything else.
It's heavy sport of football. Yeah. It's a nice thing. It's good to talk about.
Do you want to start with football? Or do you want to start with something small and then get into the football?
We're gonna start with something small. Something that I actually really, really
something
like.
We could get to that we normally haven't been getting to.
Badger basketball.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling? Are we going to do pro wrestling finally?
We could.
Oh, we still should do.
Off season.
At least what off season? It's a sport day. It's as soon as the off season starts, the season is pretty much underway.
Super Bowl day.
Yeah. Week. Draft month. Yep. Yeah. All those good things. Yeah, no, it's a. What were you wanting to.
No, I'm just saying anything. Yeah. Anything other than football, because normally we talk 25 minutes of football, and then we have like 5 minutes left of everything else.
We look up and hurry.
Because we're done with baseball for now.
Officially done with baseball. The only thing that happened in baseball was the non-tender, like a free agency thing, where you could nothing of substance, nothing.
Okay, so there's basketball.
There's Badger football and Badger basketball, which I'd actually like to talk.
Okay.
A little bit more about because, you know, we don't get to. And I'm a huge Badger basketball fan. As far as sports go,
is there any more Lake City players on the Badgers this year?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, our guy.
Still there?
He's still, yeah.
Oh,
he's
nice.
He's a four-year. Oh. The Badgers sitting at 7-0. The Badger basketball team is currently at 7-0.
Oh.
They are ranked 15th in the country. I wouldn't have expected it really going into the year that they would be 15th in the country.
First in the Big Ten.
Well, they haven't. I don't think they've played a Big Ten game yet. As far as ranking goes, I think they might be the highest ranked team in the Big Ten.
No.
They start the season like this. They have a game against Chicago State, which is not a Big Ten school. Not quite. They are. They're sitting at 7-0. They had a lot of transfers come in because they had a couple transfers leave.
Right.
A couple of really large name, AJ Storr and Chucky Hepburn, who were both starters on the Badgers, both left for greener pastures. Neither one is having a better season than they left the Badgers with.
Okay.
But as a trade-off, they looked like a team that was going to go from 22 wins last year to, you know, 15, 18. You could talk about firing the coach if you wanted to. Is kind of where it sat at the beginning of the year. They're not going to do that. They're gonna keep Greg Gard around for the foreseeable future. He looks like a good coach. John Tanji is one of the transfers that came in. He came from Missouri. Didn't play. He was injured. He played pretty well. It was like a 14-point a game scorer. Comes in as a senior this year. He's putting up 23 a game.
Nice.
Yeah, 55% from the field. That 23 points a game is currently eighth in the country.
Okay.
In scoring. Stephen Crowell, by the way, is Lake City. That's who we were looking for. Yeah,
that's right, Lake City.
Yep. Egan, by the way, they've got a ton of Minnesota talent on this Badgers team. They always do. They've been playing. They still lead the country in free throw percentage.
Okay.
And offensive efficiency amongst the best in the country. They're playing without a real point guard. I wanted to highlight Kamari McGee is a guy he transferred in a few years ago from UW Green Bay. He was a freshman all conference at a very much smaller Horizon League. Came here. He saw 5 points or 5 minutes a game last year.
Okay.
So obviously didn't put up huge numbers. He's one of those guys who put up like 1 point a game.
Sure.
One assist, one rebound. This year it's 7 points, three rebounds, three
Ronnie
assists.
LeJames.
Well, I mean, in college, the numbers are, he's the first guy off the bench. He's the only point guard on the roster.
Oh.
So he's putting up a lot of, like, he's in really crucial times. He looks really good. He finally looks like a Big Ten player after a couple of years of just like, oh yeah, that guy. He's on. You'd see him at the end of the bench. And he's Nolan Winter was a freshman last year. He was another guy who put up big averages of 2 points, one rebound.
Okay.
This year he's putting up 10 and 6. Mm. He's a legit 6'10". Can shoot the ball, can do a little bit of everything. Our guy Stephen Crowell,
yep,
is leading the team in assists.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a go. Not his scoring's down, but he's, you know, they're moving the ball. When you have one of the best scorers in the country on your team, Max Klesman is the guy who transferred from Wofford University a couple of years ago. He's from, I think, Heartland Arrowhead. He's a Wisconsin high school.
Sure.
He was really good in high school, obviously, and he came back the last couple of years. He's been their bomber. Every year when the Badgers are good, they tend to have a guy who just irrational confidence will shoot a ton of balls. And this year it's Max Klesman. He's their shooter. Yeah, they look.
It's weird. I'm looking at the ratings or the top 25 right now.
Sure.
Wisconsin's the only team that's played 7 games.
Yeah. Yes, they're the first team to 7 wins.
And Marquette, pretty much, well, they're 6-0.
Sure.
But they're, what's 6? Conference. Must be conference. Nope, that's home away.
Yeah, they look.
But they're ranked. Wisconsin's ranked 15.
Sure.
So I just weird.
It's a nice place to start. Yeah. To start out the Big Ten season. You know, you're like,
right.
You're going to play some teams that you should really, really beat up on in the Big Ten. It's going to be a little different because you're playing on the West Coast. And there's a lot more college basketball games. They might play 30 games a year. So you're doing a lot more travel to Oregon, Washington, Los Angeles at least once or twice because you're playing USC and UCLA this year.
Oregon.
Yeah, it's a big travel thing, and I don't know who that's going to affect more in the conference. The Badgers are kind of right in the middle of where the travel has to go because they also have to travel to Rutgers. You know, like the Big Ten stretches across the entire, basically the entire northern swatch, but not California. Even because Southern California all the way up to New York.
Right.
New York City. It's really, really Penn State. You know, you're going to Pennsylvania, yeah. You're going to New York, you're going to Washington and Oregon. The Big Ten has been, it's been interesting in football this year. The best team in the Big Ten is probably Oregon.
Yeah.
Maybe Ohio State. Certainly not Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
But the travel has been really, really different. The styles of play have been really different. Sure. Who they've recruited traditionally, different types of athletes.
Who's their coach?
Basketball? Yeah. Oh, that's Greg Gard. I can't say it any
other
way.
I know. That's why I have you say it.
I want
it's
to.
It's awesome.
It's so, I mean, but if you look at a picture, pull up a picture of Greg Gard.
Yeah.
He will look like you should say that. When you look, he looks disheveled all the time.
Disheveled.
He does. He does. He looks like if you had to draw a picture of a salty college coach.
Yeah.
Greg Gard.
Okay.
100%. But yeah, they're good. They're gonna be. I don't know how good. Like I said,
they're good now.
They're good now. It's, you know, it's hard to start the season 7-8-0 and have an unsuccessful season, right? Like you're not gonna, probably not gonna bottom out if you have enough talent, and you're coached well. But they're not. they're just not.
Okay.
So that's Badger basketball.
Football.
We shouldn't give them enough time, but we will. They are currently sitting at 5-6 on the season. They are playing to finish up the year. They're playing their big rival, their Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Oh yeah,
are 6-5. They are playing a game at Camp Randall for the Paul Bunyan Axe. They have been playing consecutively since, get this, 1890.
Yeah, yeah.
They've only not played 1 year, and that was 1906. I'd assume World War I related, perhaps. Maybe. Yeah, that's a long time ago. But it's been.
I don't remember.
It's been. I wasn't there. But they've played 100. They're currently 63-62-8. Badgers are ahead by one game in this all time. They've played the most all time. They've played the most consecutive games all time. The Badgers currently are sitting at 22 straight seasons with making a bowl game, which is kind of like the Mike Tomlin thing we were talking about. Like they keep making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And in college basketball or college football, it's not a huge deal to get a bowl game because you just got to win half of the games.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, you really only got to win 9. You know, you got to win just barely over 500. But the Badgers are 22 in a row which, like, I don't know if that's first in the country, but it's amongst the most in the country behind Alabama and, you know, USC, the big names in college football. So this game means a ton for the season's not going to be a successful season.
Speaking of bowls.
Sure.
How many do you think bowl games there are?
That's a great question. I'm going to say 50.
35.
That's still a ton. So 70 teams out of, I think there's 144 division. I think the answer, because when you see the worst team, yeah. So, yeah, they, I guess that's a ton. That is a lot. And they're pretty obscure. So,
I mean, to say that they, I mean.
You could tell me the name of one, and I wouldn't know if it's real or not.
Like, I'm sure.
You could absolutely give me the Acme Bowl, and I'd be like, well, there might be an Acme Bowl out there. You know, you never know. There's a Doritos Bowl. There's a salsa. There's every condiment.
There's a Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
Is that for the state? Is that for the city of Frisco, or is that for that's a great name for a bowl game, because it's going to make me look that up. That's good.
And also this year is the tournament.
Oh yeah, they've expanded college football from it
being four teams to 12.
And so, there's a bye, and there's some rules in place about who makes the rankings and where they're sitting. It does make college football as a whole a lot more interesting going into these last couple of weeks. Because there's real debate, just like there was. Are you looking at bowl names?
Yes.
Okay, please, let her rip.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Oh, perfect.
Bad Boy Moore's Pinstripe Bowl.
That's good stuff.
This is a really good one.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice.
No, that's not real. Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Wow. Presented by Dre and Snoop. Well, I'm going to watch that. When is that? I want to do
the 28th, where all of them. I'd be
28th of December,
yeah.
Like right before. Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's news. That's breaking news for me.
Tony
like
the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Nice. Not even Frosted Flakes. Just Tony the Tiger. Specifically.
Tony Tiger. Yeah, specifically.
Dang.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, the Chick-fil-A.
I guess right. when you got 35 bowls, you gotta
Duke's Mayo Bowl. Yeah, that's
that one's been around a while.
Bahamas Bowl.
Also, Duke's Mayo is overrated. Just gonna say, it's a condiment that's super overrated.
I mean, the other ones you've heard of. So, Citrus Bowl.
Cheez-It. Okay, the Citrus Bowl sponsored by a cracker company. I like that. That's
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that's so the swag you get. Like as a college player, you get
Pop-Tarts.
You get stuff. You get a month of Pop-Tarts. That's a sweet deal. That's not an iPad, but that's not nothing.
Yeah, waiting for Apple to sponsor.
So that's why the Badgers need to make a bowl game, is what I'm saying. Like, they got to get themselves to a Bad Boy Mower Bowl. They got to get in the Mayo Bowl. They got something. They got to get something out of this season.
But they won't.
But if they, I mean, they're favored in this game by like 3.5 points. I don't have any expectations for this team because they're not good.
Yeah.
They should be better. So maybe they win this game. But also, Minnesota is supposed to be better too. They have a coach who's supposed to be something special. They're supposed to be building something just like Wisconsin is. It's a down year, but not making the bowl game would make people want to fire the head coach, and I think it's a little early. They've already let OC go.
One more year.
Sure.
So
maybe they can get Jim Leonard to be the defensive coordinator again, and they can win some games.
Or the head coach.
I'm saying that. So that's Badger football. That's all the college sports I got.
NBA at all or not?
Bucks are better. But the last time I mentioned the Bucks, they were 1-7 the last time that they were terrible. They're now just mediocre. They're sitting at 8-9. Damon Lillard is playing better, but he's still not playing defense. Giannis is playing as well as anyone could play in the NBA. He's consistently
they're up to sixth place now, so that's they were at 12th.
They're 8-9. They're making progress. They've won 2 out of the last 3 or 3 out of the last 4, but they're gonna have the same problems they did last year.
What's that?
They're
defense?
They're not the Celtics, and they don't play defense. Yeah,
and they got Doc Rivers.
I forgot.
There it is again. Gosh. There's those size.
Spit the water. Why? It's rough. That Doc Rivers. Between Doc Rivers and Greg Gard, that is pretty underwhelming coaching staff for my basketball teams. It really, really is. Okay. So there's not much to talk about with the Bucks.
Well, that leaves us with 15 minutes to talk about NFL. Whew. Is that possible?
I can fit it in. Where do you want to start about the NFL?
Do we want to talk about our teams first? Talk about your Packers. Go ahead.
The Packers beat the Niners.
Yeah.
They beat a Niners team that looks like the B squad for the Niners.
Which it was.
Which it was. But hey, man, you gotta play, you gotta win who's in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. If you would have lost that game somehow.
That's fine. You can play who's ever in front of you, but don't then beat your chest thinking that you're,
I mean, if it makes you make the playoffs because you won a game against the Niners team that was bad, so be it. I mean, the Vikings almost lost to a Bears team that's, they made Caleb Williams.
No, but they've been looking better from last week.
This was Caleb Williams' best looking game as a pro against a supposedly really good defense.
Yeah.
They finally scored a touchdown against the Vikings. Caleb, yeah. You know, it's,
that's the problem. Well, no, go on.
I go Packers. Romeo Doubs got hurt. That's going to mean something, even though they spread the ball out. The reason they're able to spread the ball out to every receiver,
because Jordan Love throws it everywhere.
Right. Well, that too. He could be throwing to anybody on any play where he just throws it up like he was playing 500 sometimes. Mm-hmm. I watched that in that game.
Hail Mary.
The first pass of the game, he almost threw directly into the hands of the 49ers defender. Luckily, Christian Watson stayed healthy long enough to break up the pass. Like I said, they won. Josh Jacobs played his best game as a...
Well, you should, because Bosa was out too.
I mean, again, you gotta beat who's in front of you. Yeah. Three touchdowns is not nothing. They only gave up, was it 13 points? Even though that team was, like I said, playing without its quarterback, without its wide receivers, without some offensive line, giving up 13 points is good. It's a nice building block. You got through the game.
I mean, they always say, if you're a good team and you play a bad team, you shouldn't.
Correct.
You should win really well.
And I don't think the Niners are a bad team, right? Like Detroit, the Niners still might be a playoff team.
Yeah.
By the end of the year, if they can win about four games going down the stretch, they can win their division.
Because Sunday was also only the second game back for Christian McCaffrey.
Correct.
Which, you know, it takes every player to get back. And he started looking like it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It does. It's going to come down to the last game, probably the year.
Right. Well, because they didn't gain any ground. The Packers won a game against, on paper, should have been their hardest game of the year. It was a revenge game.
Sure.
But they didn't gain any ground because Detroit looks fantastic. Looks better than everybody.
Yep.
In the division, yes. In the conference, yes. Probably in the league. Buffalo as a Super Bowl feels great. Like, that feels like the two best teams.
It doesn't feel great. It just,
I mean, it's not the Packers and Vikings, but if I'm going to see the Lions win a Super Bowl,
yeah,
I would root for the Lions to win a Super Bowl, certainly over the Vikings.
I mean, this week I'm going to root for the Bears.
Oh, sure.
Because they're playing the Lions.
Right.
Because if the Lions lose, that means, and the Minnesota wins against Arizona.
Oh, see, for me,
tied.
I dislike the Bears more than everybody else. I don't want them to win.
I do.
Anytime. They shouldn't win anytime. They're a cursed franchise on a frozen lake. Yeah, no, I don't root for the Bears to ever win. I root against the Vikings when it's against the Packers, but otherwise, they don't. I forget about them. They don't win anything, so you just kind of forget. They're not a Super Bowl team.
That's great.
They're still not. Have they won? Did they win one since the last time I paid attention?
Yeah.
They won the
Vikings. They're 9-2, yeah.
The Vikings won a Super Bowl since the last time. No.
Not that.
Gosh, I hope not. So that was everything I could say about the Packers, really, because their defense played well. Besides Dobbs, I mean, Jordan Love, they're going to win despite Jordan Love, apparently, is what the Packers are going
to
do.
You were about to say Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Love, same thing. Aaron Love. Like, he's not playing much better than Jordan Love is. So. Yeah. That'll be it. They're playing Miami at Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving evening game. That's an interesting contrast. Miami looks nice now that they got Tua. They got a real quarterback.
Back.
That team looks at least more fun to watch.
Yeah. No, they're on the bottom of rankings, and now you know, all the stats and everything in the last, four games he's been back?
I believe they are 3-1 in the last four.
Yeah, they look really good, like they used to.
So Minnesota, how's Minnesota feel?
Green Bay gonna win that whole game?
Yeah, they're gonna keep. I think they're gonna keep winning in spite of Jordan Love.
Yeah, and that's, I think if anything, what's gonna happen is when it comes down to the playoffs, you can't do that in the playoffs.
No, but you got a running back who can. That's the thing.
Right, but you can't throw interceptions, which he will.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it's a weird thing to root for the coach not to put it in Jordan Love's hands. I would like to see Jordan Love throw about 17 passes. Give me 12 for 17 over, 39 for 52 with three interceptions.
That's not who he is.
That doesn't seem like it. The play calling doesn't support that. Even when they're running the ball, they're not running it quite enough. Fingers crossed this year will be different.
I wouldn't be shocked if Miami came, because they're really, I think that team is, Miami is hell-bent on dispelling that narrative of a cold weather.
Well,
you know, that's, and it.
Well, in my mind, that's kind of one of the things I was saying. Right. Like, it's going to be a cold one. I don't see Miami running away with it.
I don't know. We'll see.
So I would say
for the Dolphins.
We're going to go 24-18. Green Bay.
Not a field goal?
No, gosh. Not coming down to a field goal. They do have a remarkable, I think I saw that stat. The Packers have like more one-score games than anybody in recent history. They're cutting it really, really close to what Minnesota did a couple years ago.
I think Kansas City's on that track right now, too.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. It was Kansas City, not Green Bay. Yeah. What do you feel about about Minnesota then this week?
You know, that was an ugly win against Chicago, but yes. Chicago, but that offense did look a lot better.
Yes.
You know, they gave up some stupid plays. I mean
27 points.
Special teams really matters.
Yes. Did you watch that Commanders game the other night?
Yeah, right. So we had some, you know, onside kick kind of some issues and some other things. Defense kind of hiccuped a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But we had a lead going into that game the third quarter. You know, we were up 24-10. And the guys kind of had a brain fart, which happens with them once in a while.
Sure.
Darnold looked great.
Again, yeah.
I mean, it was probably one of his best thorough games.
Yep.
You know, if anything, that guy's going to get a contract next year.
Oh,
like
sure.
No other.
He can be Carolina's starting quarterback.
You're probably New York Giants.
I mean, he could go back to New York and play for the Giants. Sure.
We can come back to that quick. Minnesota is at home now for the next three games. Arizona this Sunday.
Sure. Who the shine's kind of off that team a little bit too. They look nice, and now they look a little less nice. And
it's the Arizona guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan.
I think they'll win that one if they can really start putting everything together and start clicking. Because they mid-season they were kind of like stumbling a little bit.
Sure.
They lost those two games, Detroit, and then the Rams right back to back.
Still feels like a 12-5 team, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
I think Minnesota could beat. Just about anybody?
I say just about anybody.
Other than Detroit.
I don't think anybody traveling to Detroit is going to win a game. Not in the regular season, not in the postseason.
The only team that's going to beat Detroit is Detroit.
Sure, but they just... Well, I mean, Jared Goff had one bad game. And since then, they've just... Their offense is just... It sounds silly, but it's like college-level precise, where like you'd watch a Nick Saban offense,
sure.
And you're like, well, they're better, and their scheme is great, and they just run it a lot, and they pass it the right way, and they've got explosive players.
Same as Minnesota's using, Connell's. Yeah,
it's
using
not Minnesota. It's not the Miami offense, which is a bunch of gimmicks. It's not a Arizona offense where it's not a Christian McCaffrey offense, right? It's not a Garrett.
It's your aces
one guy.
And your places.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And look at Darnold. I mean, he's done more with less in the last 2 years,
yeah,
than Eberflus has done with two pretty decent quarterbacks so far.
Sure,
So I think they're gonna win. I don't know how. When we play at home, we're a good team, great team.
Yes.
So yeah, they'll win. Can we go back to New York Jets or Giants?
Yeah, let's talk about the Giants. I got that written down. Daniel Jones.
Yep.
For anybody not keeping track at home, Daniel Jones was the number six pick of the New York Giants in 2019. To a bit of a kerfuffle because he didn't look great. He didn't look like a number six pick. There were other people they could have picked.
It's like Minnesota picking Christian Ponder.
Yeah, it was a surprise, but way high up in the draft where New York needed a quarterback. And I don't remember who else was behind them. They drafted Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones played mediocre football for a couple years, had legitimately a Jordan Love amount of good games in him, where he played about six or seven games in a row of really good football. And as a result, you get on that track as a quarterback where you're going to make $40 million a year. So Daniel Jones was paid by the New York Giants something in the range of like 4 years, $160 million, which at the time was a lot, but now it's standard issue for a good quarterback. As a result, they didn't re-sign Saquon Barkley, who looks like the best running back in football, nor did they re-sign Xavier McKinney, Packers safety, who's one of the best safeties in football. Daniel Jones played really poorly for about the last year and a half. He hasn't been good for a long time. So the New York Jets, same thing at this point. That's a big old fire. They benched him. They went from being the starting quarterback to the fourth string quarterback. And they did that because they didn't want him to get hurt. Because if he got hurt, they'd have to pay him next year $25 million. So instead of just letting him sit on the bench and just not get hurt, they cut him the other day. He asked for a release, and the owner said, okay, we'll let you go. That is such a mark.
I'm going to correct you quick.
Please do.
2019. That was the same. Oh, never mind. That was the Nick Bosa and
And there might not have been
Kyler
a quarterback.
There wasn't really a quarterback until you got to Dwayne Haskins, which.
So they shouldn't have drafted Daniel Jones, regardless
didn't
of who
to.
Else was their quarterback.
Yeah, didn't need to.
They could have picked just about anything else and probably felt okay about that. I've seen that happen. It happened to Russell Wilson last year, right?
Sure.
Last year, where the Broncos are on the hook for $60 million.
A lot of money.
Of dead cap money because they cut Russell Wilson. But that was with one game left.
Right.
They did this with seven games left. The season is not over, maybe from a standings place, maybe from a head coach's spot or a GM. They're all going to get fired. Well, if you're the GM, I can't believe that cutting Daniel Jones didn't also get you fired immediately.
Right.
Because that's an admission that you wasted $40 million.
Yeah.
And two other players should be on your team. There's a reason why the rookie for the Giants, Malik Nabers, had to be the representative to speak out.
Because nobody else on that team is.
Because nobody else on that team is a veteran enough. Nobody else has the chutzpah. Nobody else has the...
So, who's the biggest dumpster fire for a team in New York?
The Giants. 100% the Giants. Nope. It's
Jets? You don't think the Jets are?
No, because the Jets at least have a quarterback.
Do they?
They do. They're not a good team. They have the wrong head coach, the wrong GM, maybe the wrong quarterback, but at least they have the things in place. I believe if I was gonna have to pick one job or other, let's say I'm the next GM candidate, if I had to pick one or pick the other, 100% I'd take the Jets over the Giants.
I won.
There's more talent on the Jets,
yeah,
I believe. And it's just one of those things where I have zero – the owner of the Giants seems worse. Somehow. But I don't know. They both seem terrible.
They've
You're
won
right.
Super Bowls.
That is, like I said, they must have offices nearby each other that just must smell like garbage. That whole area
must smell like a
burning tire fire.
1 minute.
Dang, man.
I told you.
Did we do 15 minutes of football?
We did.
Well, hey, you know what, though? We did 15 minutes of other things.
Yeah, for once.
We will not cover, what do you know now, Gigi? We will not cover things.
Is that what's
going to happen?
That's not bad.
Out,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, because we were going to talk offsides or false start, but there's no way I can cover the depth of that in now 20 seconds.
Correct.
So I guess I just got to thank WDRT for letting us do this. And I have to also mention, it's the season of giving again. December 2nd to December 31st, you can donate to win mugs and Wonder State gift cards and, man, Nordic Creamery box. Oh, cheese and cash. That's a big old thing for money. You should come here and donate because this is a wonderful place and they do great things. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye.